Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter. Let's read together. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come see the place we lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There you will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
The story is told of two rabbis sitting together talking. One of the rabbis was much older. He had a lot of experience. And the other rabbi was young, still learning the insights of becoming a rabbi. And so the old rabbi's job was to test the younger man by asking him question after question after question. The final question on this particular day by the old rabbi, was the world better off before the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden or after the fall of Adam? Well, without hesitation, the young rabbi blurted out, "Well, that's easy. The world was better off before the fall of Adam." The old rabbi stared at the young rabbi and in a calm but firm voice said, No. The world was not better off before the fall of Adam. The world is better after the fall of Adam because now we have a God who comes to look for us. Now we have a God who comes to look for us. This day, Christians around the world celebrate that life has meaning, that the only thing greater than hate is love. We celebrate that life is redeemed. We celebrate that to be human is to be good, because it is then that we can recognize and honor God. God does not love us because we are good, but we are good because God loves us. And this day, we celebrate that even though every day is a new headline, a new shock, a new injustice, a new violence, a new provocation, a new rhetoric that somehow diminishes the lives and livelihoods of some while protecting the privileges of others, we celebrate that we can rise up and live faithfully in the midst of all this. How? By turning to Jesus for guidance and hope. Jesus knew what it was like to live in a world outside his control. He lived and died with a faithful commitment to love at any cost, despite the conditions. He was rooted in the love of God, and the love of God always looks like healing, community, and justice, always. Today we celebrate that it is never too late to begin again. Because of the resurrection of Christ, God says to Adam, "Adam, that apple thing, I love you." To Peter, who denied Christ, God says, "I love you, Peter. Now let's start over." And poor Judas, he did not understand that he could start over, that Christ forgave him, even if he could not forgive himself. And to each one of us, the message is the same. God says, "I give you new life because I love you. Because I am the God who comes to look for you." Jesus invites the person who has any history of abuse, abuser or victim, to find freedom. Jesus invites the person who lives in a home where there is addiction to put that chaos behind. Jesus invites the teenager or the young adult to give up the fear of failure and rejection. Jesus invites people suffering with physical illness or grief to move from fearful living by knowing that God suffers with us. In this current time in history, a time that feels so unpredictable and polarizing and challenging, it can be difficult to believe in a future that is any different than the now. But the risen Jesus shows us what faith on the ground looks like, a faith that refuses to believe in the inevitability of injustice, fear, even death, a faith that does the hard work of breaking things open so something new can grow. Jesus always stepped confidently into unknown realities by holding firm to a known God. What do you have to let go of to do the same? Friends, we can sum up the Christian faith in two sentences. First, cheer up. You are worse than you think you are. Second, cheer up. God's grace is a lot bigger than you think it is. Jesus is for real people, people who live real lives and have real joys with real sorrows and real hopes and real fears. I was her pastor. I visited her often in the community nursing home. She was an elderly woman in a nursing home. And the strangest thing about her was that she never opened her own mail. The arrangement was that she would have one of the nurses open her mail and read it for her. And if it was bad news, the instructions were to throw it into the trash can. I asked this woman why, and she said that she had had enough bad news in her life as it was. She did not want any more. If it was good news, of course, the nurse would read it and then give it to her to read. Easter allows us to face both the good news and the bad news of life. God is there through it all, just as God was with Jesus through it all, from life to death to resurrection. Is the world better off before or after the fall of Adam? After, of course, because now we have a God who comes to look for us. God has rolled your stone away. Your tomb is open. All that is left is for you to come out. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.